Thank you for downloading the Beacon Podcast. We love you and I appreciate it. I hope you get a lot of information on this show and other shows to come. Here we go.
It may surprise you to learn that I was host to Mr. Khrushchev for a half day when he visited the United States as a state visitor. But according to President Eisenhower, Khrushchev had expressed a desire to learn something of American agriculture. And after seeing Russian agriculture, I can understand why. As we talked face to face, he indicated that my grandchildren would live under communism. After assuring him that I expected to do all in my power to assure that his and all other grandchildren will live under freedom, he arrogantly declared in substance, "You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We won't have to fight you. We'll so weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands."
Let's talk about this. What the hell was that? Who was that, dude?
That was, his name's Ezra. Ezra something? Hang on, let me look it up.
We are back on the Beacon Podcast, and we are glad to have you. I'm so glad you downloaded the show. We are going to bring it to you. All the news, all the information, and the fucking truth.
Coming at your face.
This song is the shit.
This is awesome intro music. Are you guys getting pumped?
Well, I want to run around the block and run a mile right now.
They say the Joker is a wanted man.
Joker is a wanted man. It makes a way out across the land. It seems sifting through the sand. So I'll tell you all the story about the Joker and the thief in the night.
I need more music from these guys. I need to hear. I've never seen them live. Have you?
No. But I mean, if you can make a song like this, you have to have talent, right?
Oh my god. I
love that tickling on the guitar.
Tickle it. Tickle it. Oh Jesus.
Awesome.
Why did they not use this in the Batman movies?
I don't know. That's good. That's true.
Good for you guys. That song is the shit.
That is Joker and the Thief by Wolf Mother. Wolf Mother. Joker and the Thief by Wolf Mother. And you know it's good.
That is just straight out, you know, great music.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not turning it off. We're talking over this.
Nice. Matt, how have you been, my brother?
Man, I've been so insanely busy. It's been nuts.
That's why we're kind of delayed on the show. It's been a couple weeks. We apologize for that, but there's a lot of things we got to check out, you know?
Yeah, but I don't feel good about having any kind of span of, you know, a couple weeks max before doing another recording, because the world is just going crazy, and it's like every few days some new crazy shit pops off in the news, and it needs to be covered because the news is only giving you, like, a tiny little part of the truth on it.
Well, that quote you started off with, man, I mean, I see, the more I read into this subject of communism, socialism, the more I see it around me, you know?
Oh, for sure.
And that quote was perfect.
Yeah. I am trying to find out right now who it was. I think it was, his name was like Ezra something. I will find it because I'm sick of this whole I'm going to find it and I don't find it thing because I get distracted when we're doing these shows. But it was true. It was, he said he was talking to
Russian leaders.
Yeah, was it Medvedev he said he was talking to?
This part is so dope right here. Banana.
That's just
good job, Wolf Mother. Excellent. Everybody's doing a great job on this fucking day.
Yeah,
the bass is rad. The guitar player's rad. The drums are rad.
I mean, it really, that whole thing is
I
amazing.
Need to listen to more. This is the only song I've ever listened to by them. I need to, like, dive into their library of music.
Okay, I have the information. This is Ezra Taft Benson of the Senate, of the Secretary of Agriculture of the Eisenhower administration. And he was speaking to Nikita Khrushchev.
Okay.
All right. So.
But do we all see his point of the chipping away of freedom?
Yes.
The chipping away of individualism?
Do you see how socialism can work? It doesn't all... there. It's a two-pronged approach. Remember how we discussed this on previous episodes? Socialism is a two-pronged approach. It's not just a violent revolution, and then in the vacuum of that void of government comes the socialist government. No, there's a lot of work that's done beforehand. There is an ideological change in the masses, and that gets done through slow, methodical education, hypnotization, indoctrination.
You're a victim. It's okay.
And it's slowly all just chipping away. So
Matt, I'm offended. Oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
Well, that's one of them. That is definitely one of them. Yeah.
I'm a victim. I'm offended.
But
you can't say that.
It's not just violent revolution. It's also the ideological backing behind it that they're putting in work overtime on that end. You're getting it at school. You're getting it in the movies. You're getting it in the music. You're getting it in politics. You're getting it through political correctness. You're literally every single where you walk around right now, you're getting socialism just slammed into your face.
What is your opinion on, like, liberalism in like, as far as colleges and stuff? I think colleges are a little over liberal.
The educational, all the educational institutions now, I shouldn't say all, most of the educational institutions now are teaching, if not outright Marxism, they're teaching liberalism, you know, which is Marxism in a disguise.
And you pay for that.
And sometimes you pay for it yourself if you're doing college. Sometimes we pay for it as taxpayers.
It's like 60 grand a year, right? To go to fucking USC or whatever.
I was actually just talking with a buddy yesterday. He said he went to, I think, like a college in like Westlake or something like that. He said he went to a very liberal college and it was straight up Marxism. And it surprised me how much he knew about Marxism because I've actually studied it, and it's very rare now that I've come across somebody that knows it. They hear, you know, socialism, but
you don't hear about it a lot these days.
Yeah, you don't hear, because Marx was the, you know, I mean, he's the backbone of the Communist Manifesto. He wrote the Communist Manifesto. So the bulk of the socialist ideology are the ideas that he kind of put forth in the Communist Manifesto and Das Kapital, you know.
Well, that's why I'm glad we do this show. Until we started doing this, I had no idea about, you know, I remember it was a big deal in the 60s. Like, if you were a communist and you went to they had communist parties. in LA, all that. Mm-hmm. And I remember learning that in school, being, you know, that being a thing, but it kind of faded away. You don't hear about it anymore. But I do see the agenda coming across. Maybe not the agenda, but definitely our freedoms being chipped away since I've done this show with you. So thank you for opening my mind to this, Matt. I appreciate that.
It's, and the that's the goal. The goal is to open up people's minds, because it's one of those things that is so slippery and so snake-like and so impervious that unless you have your eyes opened to it, it could easily trick you. If you never learn about it, it could easily trick you, because a lot of the argument, they've developed really good arguments for a lot of their stances on things. Well, you know, like vaccines, you know, like every single thing that gives the state more power and takes away power from the individual, they've got a good excuse for, you know, and they've spent big money developing these ideas. They're think tanks. If you guys want to know some of the think tanks, look into the Tavistock Institute, Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, Tavistock. Yeah, look into the Rand Corporation. Look into Cecil Rhodes Roundtable.
These are all websites that you could.
These are all think tanks. These are all organizations. Look at the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Look into our country's major tax exempt nonprofit supposedly institutions. Look into the Ford Foundation. Look at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Look at the Rockefeller Foundation. Look at some of these major institutions, and you'll see that the agenda to them is all nothing but socialism and communism. That's what it is.
What do you think about our democratic system as it is now?
Right now?
It seems like whoever has the biggest buck gets the win.
Yeah. Well,
we got Hillary Clinton. She's running. If she gets more money, she's going to be president. I mean, it's not
because the people are fickle, right? And so what the people see, if they see a well-produced commercial ad, they're going to go, oh, wow, she must be great.
Not only that, but the companies who invest in her campaign.
Yeah, and right? they can afford to do smear campaigns on the other people. The system, I think, has been broken for a while. And this is my own personal opinion.
Because if I'm a company and I pay you to be president, right? I donate to your campaign, for example. Let's just say you're running for president. There's no way you're not giving back to my company if it's, no matter what, if I hurt the environment or hurt the people that I claim to organize, or, you know, be a part of, whatever company it is or whatever city it is. That's the problem I have with the way our system is now. It's just, money is corrupting our politicians so badly.
Yeah, but
it's not about what's right or wrong. It's about who pays you to get into that.
Yeah. Well, so there's one thing that could cure that. Not cure, but one major thing to fight that is any politician. There should be no one person that has enough authority to do anything like that. If the Constitution was held as the supreme law of the land, and we hold to it firmly, then they simply would not get away with violating it. Mm-hmm. We let them get away with violating it. They've stepped all over it. It's trampled on. It really is, at this point now, it's just a memory, and there's only a few of us left out there that are going, you know, it's worth fighting for. It's not just, let's pull it out of the dirt. You guys have been trampling on it, and let's resurrect this thing and stand up for it. Let's learn what it is, and let's understand why it's so important, let's start a grassroots movement around the Constitution again, you know?
Yeah, because I think that's the dark side of capitalism. Like, I support capitalism. Yeah. You know, like, if you work hard enough, if you start a business and you're honest, everything, it's going to work for you, and you live freely.
Well, that's the key, too, is you're talking about a lot of different problems that have arrived through corruption in our current system. It's not the free market that has failed people. It is the corruption in that. One thing that is absolutely my opinion that needs to change is that the nature of a corporation should not be as it is. There should not be allowed to be a board of directors of a corporation that can make decisions in the name of the corporation, reap all the benefits of the corporation, but have none of the responsibility. The corporation can go bankrupt if their decisions are bad, but it doesn't touch any of their finances. If something, you know what I mean? Like the way...
What about the investors, though? Like, the people who invest in that company?
The people who invest, well, I mean...
They're trying to support their needs.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if a corporation was structured different, if the people that were actually making the decisions were held accountable for everything, that would be a huge one. That would be one huge one, is that bankruptcy could not just affect the corporation. You know, a corporation acts as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially like a person.
And you're talking about they end up with the golden parachute regardless.
They can do whatever they want. And then if it doesn't work, then, you know, there might be a small fall guy, you know, but for the most part, everybody gets away with it. Look at all the banking shit. All that shit.
Well, more than one, a fall guy, everyone who works for that company is out of a job. Right.
Okay, but what happens to the decision makers? The guys that were responsible for the problem, they usually go fine. They usually get a great severance package. They end up being CEO of
the
next thing.
That's the golden parachute I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that if you actually had more accountability, you know, in the nature of a corporation, that's one thing. Second thing is the ability for corporations to fund political candidates is a whole other one.
I'm so not down with that, though.
Because that really, you start getting into really, really shady territory. The only reason...
Hey, bro, I scratched your back, dude.
Yeah. But anytime the corporations, the private sector, mixes with the public sector, and that's mixing, you have a degree of fascism there, right? That is, fascism is corporations control the government. That's what fascism is. these are major problems. It's not the free market that's doing it, though. We have to understand, capitalism is getting the bad rap, and that's how that argument is what the socialists use to damn capitalism. It's not the free market. It's the weird web of ties of power with the government there. Does that make sense?
Totally. I mean, it blows my mind that we even have this conversation about socialism versus capitalism. I mean, just look at fucking Russia. Would you rather live there, or would you rather live in America where you can start your own company, whether it be a pizza shop or a furniture company or whatever it might be?
Yeah.
You could do it.
Yeah.
And if you work hard enough, you can succeed.
And it's getting less and less, because now the state is imposing more and more restrictions on the small business owner. You know, it's getting less and less. And that sucks, because what happens is a lot of people end up getting government jobs for the security of it, because the private sector is this dangerous territory now. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be that way. A free market system, it shouldn't be that way.
Well, with risk comes reward.
Yeah, but here's the thing now.
That's the thing about being a private.
Then you're required to have a $6,000 hood system that does a certain thing. You're required to have markings here. You're required to have a certain cleanliness here. And here's,
you know what? But that's because of lawsuits. But all these fucking blood-sucking lawyers who are fucking up our society.
It is all part of a system.
Do you think that lawyers have a socialist agenda?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because, I mean, they're getting paid. They want to be the best lawyer. they're in a capitalist market.
I don't want to. I don't want to like incriminate all lawyers as being.
I kind of think that they.
But they're not helping.
People's
for the most part.
This is my fucking thought here. You are responsible for yourself in life. The government is not going to make you safe. Nobody is responsible for your safety. But we hear all these fucking commercials all the time. Oh, were you a victim of this?
Have you taken this medicine? You're a victim.
Oh, my God. You got hurt at work? Oh, shit.
You put something in your body. Did somebody force that into your body? No, you took a pill and you didn't read the ingredients. You didn't know what the side effects were. And now it's okay for you to sue somebody because it's bad for you?
My point is, lawyers are jumping all over that shit because they're getting paid for it.
And it's because they can. Yeah, this money thing is weird.
If you run into a fucking guardrail because you fell asleep or you were drunk, that's on you, dude. You know?
Nick, I honestly think that when you start talking like those kind of questions, you're talking about how to cure things in human nature. And I believe human nature is a corrupted nature. And you're talking about now getting into like an enlightened state and that the people have to be in an enlightened state. Even before we even have that conversation, we got to figure out how to fix the fucking problems right now with selfish people.
Do you know think what I'm mean? Like overly pragmatic in a way?
Like pragmatic, like define that.
I just see the simple solutions. Like just quickly fix something easily. In a way to define pragmatic. Okay, like I'm not married because I don't want to get divorced. That's a pragmatic way of thinking of marriage. I'd love to get married, but the statistics on marriage, you're like 80% chance of getting divorced now.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I've never met anybody who's married that tells me to do it. Every one of my friends is like, dude, Nick, don't get fucking married, dude.
I've never told you that.
You've never told me that. Your wife's cool, though.
Yeah.
You guys have a great time. Okay, 80%, maybe 9 out of 10 of my friends, this is literally, 9 out of 10 of my friends have told me, dude, don't do it. They got married, and they fucking regretted it.
Yeah.
Their wife got fat, they fucking complained.
That's another problem with the state, is that now it's really, really easy. A woman knows it's really, really easy to leave a guy, and you'll still be financially okay. Where, you know, like, I don't think that should be so. I think that's part of the tie of what happens. If that's what a guy brings to the table, then you can't just leave his ass and expect to still get the reward from him.
Hey, feminist, are you listening to this?
And feminist, I hate to burst your bubble, but you need to start studying where your movement came from. Okay?
Here's
we'll have to
thing.
Do a show on that. That's going to piss off a lot of chicks. But do you want the truth?
I'm all cool with that. Like, look, ladies, go out there, get a job, start a business. You can do it. I have nothing against women doing anything they want to do. I'm totally cool with that. But when you get fucking married and divorced, which is inevitably going to happen, you don't get everything that guy fucking worked for. Am I right? I mean, you get his retirement. You get a part of the house. You get all of that shit. And that's bullshit. And the feminist movement is supposed to be women can live on their own, can be their own force, right?
Yeah,
but until you get divorced, you're a victim now. Hey, you deserve that house. You deserve that retirement. Because you can't do it on your own, ladies, right? What the fuck? What is the message there?
Yeah, it's it's a screwed up message. If it doesn't make sense, if you can explain it away through reason, you know, like,
and that's why I'm pragmatic.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, like, you'll be then, like, I suppose if you want to call it pragmatism, like, you will be able to explain away just about everything because it's just going to get worse and worse for the common man. You know what I mean? But it's not because we're useless. It's because the system is being set up in order to, like, try to defeat us, you know?
Okay, well, personally, I would love to get married, have a great relationship for the rest of my life. Because the girl I'm with now, She's pretty awesome. We have our problems. Don't get me wrong. We have our problems. I think everybody does. Every relationship does.
Yeah, anybody that says they don't, I'm going to just go ahead and call a liar.
And I don't want to be the fucking 40 or 50-year-old guy at the bar trying to look like Guy Fieri, staying with whatever the trend is of your clothing and Mac on chicks. You know, I don't want
a tramp stamp.
I don't want to be that guy. I totally don't want to be that guy because I see him all the time at bars or whatever. And I'm like, I feel sorry for him. Like, that motherfucker is boning. Maybe he's boning some fives or fours, but it's sad. It's a sad lifestyle. And I would like to have children.
They're not hurting anybody, though. Whatever.
They're not hurting anybody.
It's just not for you.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be that guy. I would love to get married, have a great life, and retire with the same lady, you know. But when it comes to children, like, here's the thing. If I have children with my wife, I'm not married, but like, if I was to get married right now to the girl I'm with, I don't want her working. Like, I want her to be with the children to help them with their homework, get them to school, and have that parental.
Well, now you're combining two things. You're combining marriage and children.
Yeah, exactly.
So you could just get married and
that's part of the things. That's part of the. If I get married, I don't have kids now, but I have like little cousins and nieces and nephews, and it's like everyone's like, Nick, you should be a dad, man. Like, you're great with these kids, and I love these fucking kids, man. They're great, but I worry about the future of America. I worry about their well-being. So that's why I'm like not in the. Trying to have kids. Like, I know guys that I work with, like, I had to get married. I have to have kids. I just want to have kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're selfish for not having kids, is what I've been told. And I don't know if that's true or not. Like, am I selfish for not having kids? Like, my thinking is...
Well, so, why do they want
I'm preventing
kids?
Them from...
Are they selfish for wanting kids? Why does he want kids? Because it's for him?
Do you want a little you?
Then that's selfish.
I've always told them, the thing I've learned is that
it's different strokes for different folks.
Yeah,
and
not
if we
everybody
were all the
kids.
Same, this would be a very, very boring reality. And so that's one thing I loved about libertarianism is before that it was, and I was a Republican. It was all about control. Really, it was about how do I get other people to think like I think. And now, I think the only thing that other people have to think that I think is freedom, which is let other people be free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where I'm kind of trying to tie it into what you're saying, is that your situation is different than theirs, and for them to try to dictate to you what you got to do, they can give you advice, they can tell you what worked for them, but if they say, you got to do this, you're being selfish if you don't. I don't like those. Those are controllers. Those type of people are controllers. And I've been kind of weeding those type of people out of my life.
And here's the thing, man, I've been busting my ass to try to get to a position where I could have a good life with a wife and be able to pay for all that stuff. And when they say like, Nick, why don't you have kids? I'm like, here's the thing. If I get to the point where I could afford a child and give them a good life, if that's too late in my life to where I could produce a child, I'll just adopt a kid. There's so many children that are fucking suffering that would love to come to America, right?
Why don't you go like jizz in a cup or something and freeze it?
Yeah, I've,
I'm just kidding.
You get $50 for that, by the way. I got a towel under my bed that's worth like $5,000. I'm jizzing something.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
a tile
and some towel, socks.
Oh, is it a tile?
Yeah, I just jizzed on the tile.
You just roll over and just
ooze.
All right, sorry, guys.
What is wrong with just adopting a child rather than... Either way, like, don't get me wrong. I like just busting nuts. But I don't know how we got on this topic, but it's weird that people just expect you to just... Dude, you got to get married. You got to have kids. You got to do this. And it's just like...
That's like the standard.
I'm trying to get myself... successful enough to do that. But just work at Taco Bell and have fucking kids.
Okay, so here's the thing too. Why? Though. Why? If your answer is because that's what you do or because that's what everybody does, that's a shitty answer. It's a shitty answer that usually ends in misery. This, you have one shot at this reality, and your whole thing is individual to you. So you got to just feel it out. Whatever you want, feel is best. I wouldn't let other people dictate that shit.
Yeah, man.
Like, I got guys, I see a lot of guys at work. They're like, what you got to do is you got to do 5 years at this. You got to promote 5 years here, promote 5 years. That way you're set up nice for retirement. And it's like, dude, you're not living that dude's life for him. So don't you dare tell him what to do, because you don't have the balls to live his life for him. You're not going to bear the consequences of that. It's easy for you to say it. How dare you?
Yeah, in my situation with work, whatever, I don't want to use the word luck, because I think you make your own luck in life, all right? I've busted my fucking ass. I've showed up every day. I've never taken sick days, right? I've gotten every promotion that has come my way. I've passed guys up because I've worked harder. And is that not what capitalism is? The guy who works harder gets the fucking, and is most useful for the job, gets the fucking job. And I get a lot of haters.
That also exists in socialism. It does exist also. That quality does exist to a certain extent. There are like perks for those that...
But in my case, it's like guys that, hey man, I've worked here fucking 20 years, man. They show up, they barely do their fucking job. They don't give a fuck. And in my case, it's like, let's get this job done. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I passed these guys up because worked harder, showed up, was always there.
Yeah.
And because I wanted to get myself into a position where maybe I could have children or a family, you know? And I don't know why we brought this up. It's just because it's been on my mind a lot, you know? My old lady's giving me fucking problems and shit. But because I told her a long time ago, like, I don't want to have kids. Like, that's not on my mind right now. But what's on my mind is getting promoted, getting to this level, then I'll think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I could afford a kid.
This is like Idiocracy, though.
It's
like the smart couple that waits to have kids.
And that is very true right now.
Yeah.
The most successful people don't have children or... Okay, if you go to a gated community, how many kids do they have? If you go to a trailer park, it's fucking riddled with kids.
That's
right?
A good point. Yeah, now is it possible?
It depends. Like you're saying, you're free to do what you want, but what life do you want?
Yeah.
And do you want to afford a lifestyle? Like you go to Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And for me, that's like I've got my thing. But here's the thing, though. I don't let anybody dictate my life for sure. I now that I see how screwed up most people are, I would be an idiot to allow some of these people to dictate my life. Most people go through this whole life completely confused, and they barely intellectually, they barely graduate the third grade, and I'm gonna let them dictate my life. They're just getting done playing with building blocks as far as I'm concerned. They don't know how the world works. They have zero concept. They don't know any of this stuff. They're still in the sandbox.
He's talking about the stack of papers we have about all the government issues.
Yeah. Well, dude, this reality is crazy. I've done a lot of studying into it, and I'll tell you, it's crazy. And we're going to get into it on this show, the Beacon Podcast. But one thing I won't let is a grown man who doesn't know anything about the way this world works start talking to me about what I got to do with my life. Fuck no. So I don't listen to a whole lot of people. I take their opinions in, and I go, okay, it's worth looking up, but hell to the no, you're not telling me what to do.
Okay, that being said, what do you think? Obama wants to make it mandatory for everyone to vote. As soon as you get a license, you got to vote.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Is that freedom?
Hell no. That's total... It goes against your First Amendment rights.
And you know what most people do that watch grow up on MTV? They go, yeah, vote. Yeah, we should all vote. Freedom. They equate voting with freedom. No. Freedom is, hey, I don't want to fucking vote. Okay, you have the freedom not to
vote. You vote with your dollars, you vote with your voice.
Yeah, so that is tyranny. What they're doing is they think that you guys are too stupid to understand what freedom is. So they use these issues that seem very positive, healthcare, voting, minimum wage, and that you guys don't see that the noose is getting tighter and tighter and tighter.
Fuck, man. It's just...
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 1 second. And when we come back, we've got some shit to say about the...
Manny Pacquiao.
Let's do the riots
first. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Let's talk about these riots, guys. Let's talk about what these riots are all about.
Bang.
I don't know if you can, but can you get an order for ONS? That's ONS Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out. And it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business if he wants to.
April 26, 1992, there was a riot on the streets. Tell me, where were you? You were sitting home watching your TV while I was participating in some anarchy. First spot we hit, it was my liquor store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit, it was the music shop. It only took one book to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey! When we returned to the pad to unload everything, it dawned on me that I need new home furnishings. So once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable, cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a store with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some peppers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. Not this fucked up situation and these fucked up police. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. It's not in a paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Units be advised as in Camp 211 to arrest now at 938 Temple, 938 Temple. 30 subjects with bands trying to get inside the CP now.
Homicide, never doing time. Is that what we want? Is that what you guys want? Do you really, really want anarchy? As much as these bands make it sound cool.
Okay, I got something to say. I love Sublime. And I like the song. I like the fucking music, right? I do not agree with what they're saying in this song.
Well, it's like I said, okay. This message is being inculcated at all angles.
Like, you deserve this fucking shit, man.
Yeah, so now we got all these big screen TVs.
You got the music, you got couches and all the booze you couldn't afford, right?
So is that what this is, really? Like, so when it's all said and done, do cops mean, if I get rid of cops, it means I can get all the shit I want?
No.
Is that what they're trying to teach?
Here's the thing. And... like I said, I do like this song. I love the music. I love Sublime. Hey, people who are riding in Baltimore right now.
So is he saying we should have this in every city?
Yes. Victorville? That's a shit town anyway. Here's the thing.
They ride in anyways.
Here's the thing. I totally dig protesting, all right?
Sure. A protest.
Fuck yeah, everybody. If you got a protest... fucking protest.
What are we doing right now?
We are protesting. Sure. We are utilizing our First Amendment rights. Utilize that. That does not give you the right to take fucking TVs, booze, couches, whatever the fuck it is that you think you are entitled to. You are not entitled to free shit.
It's the non-aggression principle. You can...
stealing from somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody who worked their ass off to start a fucking business on the street that... you do have the right to protest on, But why the fuck are you stealing from them? These are taxpaying citizens who are helping to clean that street, pave that street.
Theft is never okay.
It's
acting
not okay at all.
Aggressively towards another being is not okay. It's not okay.
Cops murdering people? Not okay.
Nope.
I agree with you. Yeah. I would protest that with you. But citizens of Baltimore, citizens of LA, the song that that's about, citizens of LA, you do not deserve a fucking free TV because a cop fucking beat a guy.
Yeah.
Protest all you want. I fucking love it. Please protest.
I actually
get out
believe
there.
In protest.
I think, love protesting.
Yeah.
But...
And that's the First Amendment, right?
Rioting is not protesting. Rioting is not protesting.
No, you're right. Rioting is not protesting.
You're giving them more control, in my mind.
For sure. What you're asking
they're
for
they're shutting you
control.
Down. You can't even go out. The Baltimore Orioles game, nobody even shows up at the fucking game.
Yeah, and
because
somehow,
why? You have a fucking...
Yeah, because you've acted like animals.
Yes.
Yeah. Some of you have acted like animals.
Not
I do.
All of them.
I do believe that most of them were doing... What we would advocate, a peaceful protest. Although, I don't see... Nowadays, why the fuck are you even in the streets? Do some research. Get a fucking podcast. This is the new street right here. Me and Nick are on the new street corner. This is where people go to listen. This is where people... This is the new place where people go to talk.
In my mind, here's the thing, dude. If you're going to do... I love the get out. Get a bunch of people out. Because that gets... everyone involved, right?
Yeah.
It gets the news involved. Like,
I just don't even see why.
If
you don't even have to physically even be there now. I could convey the same message over a podcast. Even better, because I have technology at my aid to do the songs, to do the audio clips, to do the proof. I've got, you know what I mean? It's just
way better. I agree with you, but make a fucking example out of whatever. If you got a problem, if your problem's with the cops... You get all these people. Like, how many people are showing up to these fucking...
Yeah, some of them are very large.
If your problems with the cops, you stand in front of that fucking police station.
And you let them know.
Yes.
Now,
you do not steal from the fucking people who had nothing to do with this problem.
Now, here's the problem, and I think that I have to bring this up because it is a valid thing. Now, this is when you start getting into conspiracy stuff. And this is one that I actually have looked into and I actually do believe in, is when these groups have their peaceful protests, there are subversive organizations out there that plant something called agent provocateurs. The agent provocateurs are a lot of the people doing the violence.
Yeah.
And that is what allows the police to clamp down.
It invokes police behavior, the military.
And they've actually, there's police departments that have gone to court before because their police officers were actually disguised as provocateurs in protests so that the police could clamp down. So we have to understand too, we can't blame all black people or all, you know what I mean, for the rioting part of it, because it's very possible that a lot of the violence that's going on is a lot of provocateur activity. So when we say we agree with their right to protest, that's for sure. We don't agree with their right to riot. This brings me to another subject that I really, really want to talk about, and I've been wanting to get off my chest. You remember how we all heard that the Crips, the Bloods, and another gang joined forces in order to fuck up the cops?
Yeah, it's called the Code Blue.
Okay.
That's why all the cops are riding double now.
Okay. So what I actually think, now this is just me.
But I think the news put that out there.
Yeah, so the Crips and the Bloods have both come out and they've said, that's a lie. We combine forces to stop the provocateurs from fucking up our businesses, is what they said. And I actually believe them. I believe that they combine forces to protect their neighborhood and that the provocateurs, it could be 10 people. 10 people can start 5 huge fires in a city and have a whole intersection full of trash cans of fires.
That are paid by the police department?
I think it's paid by the International Socialists.
Okay.
And a lot of them have the police department, the politicians, a lot of these. And this is when you start getting into secret societies. But, yes. Essentially, yes, there's major, major money behind the thrust to turn America into a socialist state, to turn America socialist.
Which I'll never understand. Because I'm pragmatic.
Because it's control.
I know, but like...
And I've never had absolute power, but absolute power corrupts absolutely is the saying. Lincoln said, give a man a little bit of power and I'll show you his true character. Now, and I've seen this in my own life, when people get, not my life, but other people close to me, when people get power over other people, only the good ones cannot let that corrupt their mind. It definitely, the ones that are not solid minded, they become douchebags and they become dickheads with even a little bit of power.
And they slow down progress. Technology.
But so imagine now if you were in charge of millions of people. Imagine what that, if that same principle was increased exponentially. That's why I think some of these people are capable of some of the atrocities that I think they are. Because I think there's something about having power in people that absolutely corrupts and is horrible. That's why I like to just stay humble, man. I like to just have a... This is perfect for me. I like a podcast with you where you and me are humble. We're doing our own thing. I am very fulfilled in life doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have a need to rise to power or anything, you know?
Let me shrink this down. You're talking about millions of people. Okay?
So now when I talk about the scandalous people, I'm talking about these rich dynastic families, the Rockefellers, yes, the Rothschilds, the Lazards, the St. Clairs, the Plantagenets. Some of these families have been in the aristocracy for a long, long time. And number one, they will not let their power go without a fight. Number two, they almost get to the point of being so paranoid to preserve it, they will do anything. So we ask ourselves, because I ask myself the same question you ask, why would somebody do that to another human being? You're using...
And how is that good for society? That's my fucking thing.
It doesn't matter.
Socialists pretend that everything's great for society, right?
But to go them, look it at fucking matter. Russia.
That's me being pragmatic. Look at America. Look at fucking Russia, right?
Yes. You're thinking logically. You're thinking everything should be better for everybody. And that's a really nice... That's a nice guy way to think.
Okay, let me give you a fucking example, right? Matt, in a free society, you could start, let's say, Matt's Pizza Place, right?
Oh, I like that.
So you start a pizza place. It would be imperative that all your employees enjoy their job, have pride in making pizzas, and give you better ideas,
in
right?
In
capitalism, exactly.
In free market capitalism.
So, if Matt started a pizza place and was a good boss and cared about his employees, because now you're the boss, right?
Yeah.
You're put in a power of authority. The better you work with your employees, they want to make the best pizza, right? Every little peppercini they put on there, pepperoni, everything the cheese is the shit, right? What's that going to do for your business? They treat their customers awesome because they're happy to be there, right? Your company is going to what? Succeed, right?
Yeah.
If we have socialist pizza company, it's who gives a fuck cheese, who gives a fuck pepperonis, am I right? And nobody's happy to be there.
So let me introduce a different principle into this same equation. Say I have my pizza maker. His name is Jack. He goes, this cool working for this guy. He's super nice. But I believe that I can do this better than him.
So he can start another pizza company.
Yeah. Now that's fine. If I'm not a jealous egomaniac. But if I'm a jealous egomaniac, what I want to do is I want to be able to somehow get control of the union and restrict his ability to grow past me.
But my point is, as Matt, the pizza company owner, right? The better you treat your employees and give them the freedom to be proud of what they do, give you feedback, the better your pizza company is.
Yes.
Now, let's turn that into a country or a government. The more free a society is to give out to, let's say, come up with new ideas, be proud of what they do.
To not stifle people's creativity with...
Yes.
To evolve. Undo laws and...
Without freedom, you don't evolve. Without the ability to evolve, you don't evolve.
That's a great way to put it. Without freedom, you don't evolve.
Exactly.
You stay put.
You're fucking stuck in this... Look at Cuba, dude.
Yeah.
They're fucking fucked.
Yeah. Cuba still has webbed toes. I'm fucking around with you guys. But they might. I'm kidding.
But now I just want some fucking pizza.
No, but that's the principle that's at work, is that you've got a few really powerful douchebags that want to maintain control, and they don't want any threats from any type of free society. So the job is to clamp it down.
Here's my thing. Everybody out there who's listening, you got an iPhone, you got your badass technology. You like that technology, right? Because somebody was free enough to evolve with that technology. They were able to invent, be free-minded. If we live in a socialist country, that's not going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the best fucking pizza. You're not going to get the best fucking technology.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true.
So my question is, why are these socialists, whoever you want to call them, people who want to invoke a socialist agenda, how can they even consider this? I mean, you see what really works.
Yeah.
Freedom in America.
It's tough to see the whole picture. So all I can do is kind of help describe it more. You can ask plenty of questions.
Do you want to wait in line for fucking bread? Or do you want to watch a fucking bread machine just produce bread?
And you know what's funny is every single socialist state says the same thing. You wait in line for a loaf of bread.
And it's not even the best bread. You can start a bread company.
You get whatever you...
You have no fucking choice on which bread company you want to buy that fucking bread from.
That is socialism. You get what you're given.
And you'll be happy with it.
And if you complain, that's against the law.
It's just amazing that we're even having this discussion because, I mean...
Well, if
and that we have leaders in our fucking country that are cool with this.
Well, what's funny is people go, it could never happen here. Well,
bullshit.
Let me just tell you, you're spoiled. You're acting like a spoiled brat. Like, you know how a spoiled brat never goes, gets his own job, doesn't have any drive, Justin Bieber style? Americans are acting like spoiled brats. And they actually, this international socialist, called it out. They said, freedom and liberty has made Americans weak. And I believe it has.
Do you believe that once you're at the top of the mountain, you can only go downhill?
No, fuck no. I don't believe that. I believe once you're at the top of the mountain, you're ready to make a taller peak on the mountain, you know?
That's great. You're very positive about everything. Like,
but that is the truth. Anything's possible. Anything you can dream of is possible. It's just that we're restricted right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, I love America. I'm so fucking stoked that I feel like our government does fuck us in a way, but, like, we have the best military. Like, if you need help, if you get a tsunami on your little country that doesn't even have a fucking phone line, not even a developed nation, we could come out there, fix your shit, help you out, Red Cross, whatever, right? But we don't get a lot of fucking support from that. Where the fuck is Canada? They don't show up. They don't go out there and fly out to fucking Jamaica when a tsunami comes and blows down a bunch of TPs or where the fuck.
But they're not the ones. Remember how I said, and it's going to be tough for a lot of people to really grasp this. The battlefield for international socialism is America. It's the battlefield. It's the only place left to conquer. Once America,
because they hate our freedom. They hate that we can.
It's because we have guns. And we're used to freedom. Those two things combined are dangerous for any dictator. And that needs to be attacked. So you've got all these state programs causing us to give money to everybody. Aid to everybody. Now, that's a good thing, but should that be something that our tax dollars go to, or should that be a voluntary program?
I would rather our tax dollars go to help around the world than just wars.
And that's your vote. But exactly. I disagree. So is it okay that I get robbed from on my paycheck to pay for something that you want?
No, it's not. It's not right at all.
So that's
or
not okay.
For our paycheck to go towards welfare.
Yeah. And then you might have, you know, if 51% of the people want welfare now, then you have to pay for welfare, even though you don't believe in it.
It's fucked.
That's not okay.
Yeah, not at all.
That's mob rule. That's the mob rules. That's no better than not having a government. That's might as well have anarchy. You have mob rule.
And as it pertains to welfare, like, I'm glad that our country is, well, we're actually not wealthy enough, but we pretend to be.
We could be insanely, it's, okay, sorry.
We just
ahead.
Print the money out of fucking nowhere, but, which we've talked about. And
dude, okay, so can I just go on a 2-minute thing?
Yeah, dude.
Hitler took, after World War I, the whole world hated Germany. Hitler and the Treaty of Versailles had strict sanctions on Germany. Germany had to pay out their ass to all the countries in the world. They had to pay resources and money. And they were just flowing out money. They were so poverty. That's where you hear about
because they fucked up so many people, right?
Supposedly, yeah. That's why. So, what Hitler did is he changed the laws to where there was no usury, and just that simple change was the main. The main thing is not charging interest on loans. That's what caused that country to go to where within 20 years, that country could have taken over the whole world. That's how much we're being stifled by having a system of debt.
Mm.
So what I want people to know is this reality could be insanely good if we got rid of a few major things that we're doing wrong. And that's one of them, is borrowing money at debt. That if that was cured, you would have riches to your heart's content. It would be, it's insane. This whole system is fucked. The whole system is backwards.
What do you think about Germany now? Like, you can't even show a swastika in Germany. They're awesome engineers. Like, why are these?
I honestly believe almost every country in the world now is so embedded into the United Nations. It's a one world government right now. And the only thing keeping United States from absolutely being taken over is that we have guns. That's it. And that's going that's at, if you don't see that that's under attack every single day. I mean, in the United Nations there's a statue of a gun with its barrel tied in a knot.
Mm.
Like that's a statue at our United Nations. This agenda is
and to most people, that would like, yeah, that feels good. No threats. No one's going to hurt us.
No guns. Yeah, no threats.
Instead of...
Yeah, as long as you're willing to do whatever the government says.
Yeah, but the realism is, that means you can't protect yourself.
And that means you're not free. That means you are not free. Wouldn't you like... I would way rather have even... Less prosperity, which it wouldn't be less prosperity. I'm not saying that, but I would even put up with less just to know that I'm free and that if I had kids, they'd be free. Or you know, if there's kids out there, that they will grow up under freedom, that their brains will not be stifled by any government telling them what to believe, think, feel, act.
It's funny because we live in California. And if you give a kid a BB gun, you're looked down upon. Like, oh my gosh, he's not so... You gave your kid a BB gun? That is so fucking scary. But my uncle lives in Idaho. My little cousin, his kid, he's like 8 years old. He gave him a shotgun so this kid could go out and learn how to hunt. And he fucking, this little kid digs it, man.
Yeah.
He goes out, he hunts turkeys and pigs.
And he probably took his care with him. Like,
he's smart. He had to go, he had to take a class.
You respect this thing.
Yes.
You respect this thing. This thing kills people. So have utmost respect.
And he's out there.
Treat it like this.
And he's providing food for his family, dude. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
My uncle's like, dude, I got a freezer full of fucking turkey meat, pig meat, you know.
Kid's just out exploring and hunting.
Well, he's going out with the instructor to teach him how to hunt, all that. And
when it's all done, though, he's just going to be venturing.
Does it bother you, like, in California, like, that would be totally frowned upon?
Fuck, right? That bothers me.
Fucking dude.
I think guns should be ubiquitous.
He's very responsible with his weapon. This kid, his weapon is for food. He doesn't go out and shoot the neighbor's fucking lights out or nothing like that.
No.
It's a hobby for him to go out, and it's great for him. He's a man. He's learned how to be a man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's great.
What are we doing to ourselves?
We're absolutely... we are a withering branch that is dying because we got it wrong.
This kid is more of a man than I am. I've never fucking hunted. I've caught tuna.
Like,
right?
He will take you out and show you what's up.
I would have to learn from this little 8-year-old how to go out and kill a turkey.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of him. I'm so fucking proud of him, man. He's so cool, awesome. Dude. I mean, I'll go out and catch fish all day long, and I can teach him how to do that, but I need to learn how to get proper weapons and learn how to hunt, because not only are you learning how to provide food for yourself, but healthy food for you.
Yeah.
It's not from the supermarket that's has all these fucking hormones in it and shit. That's what one thing I learned from fishing. I love deep sea fishing, man. I've caught some badass tuna, dude. I love it. That's one of my favorite things to do. Go out, catch some bitching tuna. And I'm telling you, man, when we eat that fish, it tastes way better than the fish I could get from the grocery store.
I believe that. Yeah, because
I make tacos.
The grocery store has been eroded and decayed.
It's not farmed.
Bacteria.
I go out to fucking Mexico and I catch badass fish, dude.
Yeah.
The water is blue as blue could be.
Yeah.
And I fought that motherfucking fish. And you get that. Thank you, fish, for giving your life and giving me that protein to go on and give me that energy. You know,
and you know what the ancients used to say is that when you hunt something and you kill it and eat it, that it becomes you. So it didn't necessarily die. It aided you. So you aided? Have to honor it. Aided? It aided your...
Oh, yeah, aided. You're right.
Yeah. And so it added to who you are. So you have to honor that by like living like a worthy life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love that kind of philosophy, man. But you don't get that nowadays.
You're giving yourself
like,
back to the earth.
Huh? Order some pizza online. Huh? Show up to the house. Drop it off at the doorstep. Take my credit card. Huh? And you just become a food fucking fat. You like a soulless food factory. You know what I mean? Like you're not thinking about these things. You're not thinking about what you killed. You're not even thinking much about anything at
there's
all.
There's no
really.
Connection to it at all.
Yeah. Like there
my little cousin who
the
went
love
out,
of many has grown cold, as one would say.
Dude, there's a when you hunt and when you fish, there's a connection to what you're eating. You feel like you fought for that fucking thing, you know? You hike the mountains to shoot that turkey or pig or deer or whatever it is. Or in my case, go out on a boat and I reeled that fucking thing in for an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a connection. Like, you respect that animal so much
more. You don't want to hurt the thing. You don't want it to suffer. You're not trying to be a prick. You're just, it's, you know, it's better than going to the grocery store and buying a mass farmed fish that had a shitty life and just had to sit in a, you know.
If I didn't eat that fish, something else would have in the ocean, right?
Yeah, but the way you did it, I think, is way better than supporting the way the grocery stores do it.
And not to bash grocery stores, but I mean, I'm saying be a man. It's a great feeling to go out there and get it, man. It's way more healthy for you.
Yeah.
But when we went out on the boat, there's this thing where, like, if you catch a yellowtail, you got to eat its heart, man. It's that way. It's a part of you for life. It's, you know, like, what's that movie with Kevin Costner with the buffalo?
Yeah. And, Dancing with Wolves.
Yeah. And so I, on my 30th birthday, I went out to catch fish, tuna, right? I went out. It was the best fucking feeling in my life. I did go out. I caught tuna, but I didn't catch a Dorado. I didn't catch a yellowtail, but I caught bluefin tuna, right? Which is great. Yellowfin tuna, which is great. And then my second trip out, I finally caught a yellowtail, dude. And that thing was a fight of my life. It was great. And the guy who got me on the boat was there, you know. And so I fucking got that fucker on the boat, dropped it, and I told the captain, I want to eat his heart. Because nobody thought I would do it.
Yeah.
He ripped its gills out, and I ate that fucking heart, dude.
How was that?
It felt like I've broken my nose twice in my life. It was like having a broken nose.
Like iron.
Yeah, like a lot of blood. Irony. But it was beating in my hand.
Damn, you're crazy.
But when I got home, my girlfriend was so stoked to eat that sushi, man. We made sushi that night. I made sushi for her.
Nice.
And I was like, fuck yeah. I reeled that fucking fish in. He gave his life for us.
Yeah.
And
let's enjoy this.
Not only am I having the best sushi you could have in this town, because I just brought this fish back. I just pulled it out of the ocean.
I know this is fresh. This thing was flopping.
Yeah. I watched it flop on the deck. I ate its heart, which I didn't have to do, but it's like a little joke on the boat. Like, your first fish, you got to eat its heart or else you won't catch fish or whatever. But I just did it because they didn't think I would do it. But
it's badass. It reminds me of Avatar, you know, like or the American Indians that respected
what the land.
They hunted.
You give back to the fucking land. You give back to the world.
They used every single piece of it. Like, they didn't wait. They didn't just to kill. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't kill, you know, like a shark. Have you heard of a shark fin soup?
Yeah.
They'll kill a whole shark, cut its fucking
and put it out there to die.
Dorsal fin off, and throw it out, and because all they want is the meat.
It's a delicacy
in the fin. That's fucked up. That's how you that aspect of humanity is what needs to be changed. That's a higher consciousness,
and that's a cultural thing too. But
we do it in America too. We do douchebag shit in America.
Yeah, we waste.
Yeah, we waste for sure. Let's take a small break, and then when we get back into it, we're going to get back into Obama's communist agenda and more anecdotal stories from Matt and Nick.
Thank you for downloading the Beacon Podcast.
Remember, guys, it's not that we're advocating revolution. As a matter of fact, we don't advocate that. We advocate a restoration of our original constitutional republic. And that is what we need to learn to fight for. If you act like animals, you're going to get treated like animals. We don't need a revolution. We need a restoration. Wake up.
That's why the riots, like we said about the riots.
Big crowd fighters and your newspaper writers still need a drug. son. Do you care just what he's done?
They're running wild in the streets. Are they not? They yep. are. And what is the goal? What is to be accomplished?
I understand that people are pissed. Like, I don't think the cops should be killing people. Regardless, you know? But that doesn't make it okay to get a free TV.
Well, also what's weird about this and some of the other stories is... I'm starting to develop a bit of a cynicism as to the validity of these stories, even. Because mm-hmm. each one now, if you notice...
They
each,
fucking love it.
Well, each story... Am I wrong? But each story starts off as one story that looks a certain way and panics the black community. And then, after they've rioted... There's new revelations that come out that show a different story that pisses off the white people.
Yeah.
And then the white people go, oh, see, he already had an old neck injury. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, and the same with Michael Brown. The first was he was unarmed. He got shot. And then the second was the cop had a facial fracture. You know what I mean? All these stories turn around in what the media right. says, and it gets both groups to absolutely hate each other. Don't believe anything you hear on that fucking box. That box is going to fuck up America.
That box being the TV. He's pointing at the TV.
Pointing to the TV. That thing is lying, and it's causing white people to hate black people to hate
but
white people.
Do you think that it is, we want to be the first with the story? Or no. do you think there's an agenda?
For sure, agenda. For sure. Just because these... I believe, like, there's a reason why Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is one of those think tanks, mm-hmm. those socialist think tanks. There's a reason for that.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, because we talked about last episode, one of the guy that got beaten...
No. He got.
He was tased.
He ran
away.
And yeah.
But now the truth comes out. There was more to it than what we've seen, right?
And it gets the white people riled up.
But it's weird that it becomes a racial divide.
It all is. How come the only things that ever make the mainstream news are white cop, black victim?
You're right.
Why is that?
If it was a black cop, it wouldn't happen.
No, fuck no, it wouldn't. Because they are spawning a race war. And that is the socialist agenda, as we have outlined.
Do you think that there's a smaller population in the African-American area that would want to be cops? I would imagine like
there,
nowadays...
There's plenty of black cops. There are.
That more black people would want to be cops. Like in these neighborhoods... Like in Baltimore, say, for example, how come there isn't more black cops?
I don't know how many black cops there are in Baltimore, but there's plenty. The fact of the matter, though, is that this happened to be a white cop. So what it says to the black people is that the police are racist. Because, again, they're taught socialist ideas, not only through word of mouth, through friends and community organizers, but they're taught it through songs, movies, a lot of their heroes. I mean, listen to these rap artists. Listen to what they're telling these people.
It's like, in LA, they want the firemen to represent the community. They want the police to represent the community, right? But I wonder, like, how many... They're mad because, let's say, 90% of firemen and 90 or whatever percent of police officers are white.
Yeah.
And let's say they're responding to a community that's 100% Korean or 100% Hispanic, whatever, right? Why aren't is how many Koreans or how many Hispanics are applying for these jobs? And if so, why aren't they being hired or considered for the job?
Yeah. It's an interesting point. An interesting question. Another thing, though, I want to talk about with that whole rap stuff is...
You sound so old calling it rap stuff.
Well, I actually like rap. I listen to a lot of rap. But,
me too, but...
But just let's use our brains, people. Think about this.
Man, you have no gray hairs even. Damn it.
If this is a socialist agenda, the race part of it, can we expect to see the further socialist agenda? Can we expect to see the Marxist socialist agenda embedded into it, which is the have-nots, the proletariat, wanting what the haves have, wanting what the bourgeoisie has? Well, let's examine some rap music. Is not all rap music about these guys having jewels, gems, cars, big screens, money?
A lot of it. I mean, there's hip hop that's underground that doesn't get played as much, but
doesn't. You're right, but that doesn't get mainstream funding.
No, I mean, rap today. Most people who I know who are fans of hip hop and rap would say it's gone, man. Yeah, they're one hit wonders. They come out with one.
Yeah.
Fucking thing about boots,
well, they lose the artistic crowd. The artistic crowd knows what they know what they want. But they've lost that. But they've got the mainstream crowd, and the mainstream crowd is still hearing blunts, 40s, big screens, bitches, millions, gangster grilled, platinum teeth. They're hearing this stuff.
Blunts, 40s, and bitches. I'm totally cool with, man. Big trains. You got me.
You get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. Is that there is still a socialist agenda. Is that they are teaching the average black man who can't be a multimillionaire drug dealer rap artist that he's got to flaunt this same stuff. And how does he do that? He gets his welfare check.
I think I was kind of leaning more towards...
Did they say work hard for it?
Affirmative action. Like, does affirmative action work? That's kind of where I was kind of headed with my argument in this.
Well, like, you'll have to expand on that. But okay. All I was saying was...
Is there less black firefighters because less black people apply for the job? I mean, what's the percentage difference of white people applying for firefighters or police department positions than African Americans or not?
And who's
why don't they apply?
Yeah, and they do. And like police, fire.
Not only that, but I know that they want a certain amount of women to be on the force, a certain amount of everything, right?
Sure. But and now it is almost, it's getting to a point where it's state mandated, right? To where it is like the state says, well, if black people represent 15% of the demographic in this area, then that fire department has to, or that police department, or that social workers department has to represent 15% of the... And it's really going insane. It is insanity. Because they're bypassing sometimes better candidates just so that they can represent the demographic.
And that's a socialist thing. But in a perfectly... logical society, being pragmatic again, you apply yourself for the job no matter what, and being a woman, whatever ethnicity you are, sexual orientation, doesn't matter. If you're badass, if you could carry that ladder, that fire hose, or shoot people better than any other white guy or whoever the fucking competition is, the job's yours.
Yeah.
If you were going back to your pizza company, if you are at a pizza company, you want the best person to put the perfect amount of olives and pepperonis on your fucking pizza.
But the government doesn't. The government now doesn't want who's best. They want who is going to create the least waves. That's why all of these
public. But there should be waves. But why is there waves?
All the public positions.
If everybody understands that you have an equal opportunity to fucking go out and get a job.
Well, waves are different than what you're talking about. Waves are if a potential person has the potential to be a sexual harassment problem, a racial problem, a lawsuit down the line. What they found is that the money lost in government agencies by having employees that end up suing their agency for discrimination, for any of that stuff, they're losing way more money in that. So now it's gone. They don't care about their work ethic. They don't care about any of that. The only thing they care about is how well can you get along with others. That's why the fire department, the police department, your social agencies, social workers, all this stuff, in order to get hired, the main part of the test is a psychological test that you have to pass. That's why. Is because they could care less how good you are at the job. They want to know if you're going to get in trouble.
And like thinking about like, let's say firefighting, for example. I don't believe that they're... We're safe enough now. We'd like to believe that the world is like Backdraft, where you're going out on fires every fucking day, but you're not. It's not a fire every day. But
that's true.
In my life, all my black friends were way fucking buffer than me. In this fucking fifth grade, this might be a racist thought, but these dudes. I mean, look at the NFL, for example. It's mostly African-Americans.
I don't think it's racist. You're just noticing something.
Yeah, and...
I think black people tend to have a little bit better physical genetics.
Yeah, and I'm totally, like... If I get in a car accident or if I'm fucked up, I don't give a fuck what race you are if you're helping me out. You know, if I need CPR or whatever the fuck... But if I'm in a burning building, I do not care what race you are. But in just looking at genetics on the outside, most African American dudes are pretty fucking buff right before the, you know. Yeah. Dude, when I was in sixth grade, all my black friends were fucking buff and fucking jacked up. We got a mic problem.
Are we there? Better.
So, I mean, what's stopping other races from applying? That's what I'm wondering. Why don't you apply to these jobs? Why aren't the...
There are other races applying. I mean, there are like every race is represented in these institutions. There's just... there's like certain areas, like Baltimore. Baltimore's police department, they believe, doesn't represent the demographic appropriately. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a far stretch to say that there's racist hiring practices. Maybe the best candidates, you know, who prepared themselves the best just happen to be white. I don't know. But it's a far stretch, and you'd have to make a pretty good case to be able to prove that the people hiring were, you know, being racist. But ultimately... to me, it doesn't matter. Skin is just... This is just an outer vehicle, and it's just all of...
And that's my point. Like, I don't give a fuck what you are. If you can do your job, I'm cool.
I believe we're all the same inside.
Doesn't matter if you have a dick or a pussy. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Just can you do it?
Or if you're black, white, Asian, yeah. Jewish. I don't give a fuck. You know, especially when we're talking about being a police or a firefighter or whatever. If you can show up and do your job, that's all I need. You know, I don't need it to be a white guy putting out the fucking fire. I don't need it to be whatever, you know, a female that's a lesbian that wears fucking Crocs and jean shorts on the weekends. I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck.
What do you think is the solution to this problem? Because this problem is getting worse, right? Like, there's more
complaints. I don't think that affirmative action is working. I think that... We're not telling people that you have... Here's the thing. I'm trying to be motivated in my own life. Here's the thing. If you're willing to work, if you're willing to put yourself out there, you can fucking do it.
I've got one simple solution to a lot of this. is if government institutions didn't have that much power.
You're right.
You know, the, part of the problem is that government...
Don't tell people that they're a fucking...
Well, why is there such a huge police force? Why is there such a huge fire force? Why is there such a huge social worker force or whatever? If the government was way smaller, that wouldn't even be a, an issue to deal with on top of... But it's like the gay marriage argument. People go, what do you think? Do you think gays should or shouldn't be allowed to marry?
It shouldn't fucking matter.
And I go, you're asking the wrong question. It's that the government shouldn't even issue marriage licenses. The government should have nothing to do with whether you're married or
not. In a free state,
they have zero to do with it. So, in that case, you go do whatever the fuck you want to do. It has nothing to do with the government.
Yeah, you're right, because... Basically, just asking that question lets you know, hey, you are not as free as you think you are.
Because you're asking the government for permission.
Hey, yeah, can I butt fuck this guy?
Can I or can I not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life?
Exactly. The real crux is, should the government be telling us, should the government be involved in marriage? I issue you a marriage license. Really? Thank you very much. But you know what?
Not only
say
that,
I'm
but...
a Christian, then the pastor could do that. Or say, I just want to... be with this person for my whole life, and maybe I don't need it, because marriage is really kind of a biblical thing.
Dude, not only that, but my girlfriend and I have been together for 6 years. They could consider us married and tax my fucking
ass. And they will.
Ass.
They'll assume marriage because it's called common law marriage.
What the fuck? They just jump in and get their fucking money? What the fuck?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I'm not fucking ready yet to put the ring on her. Doesn't Jesus.
Matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Yep. Yepper. One more break, and then it's on. I don't know what that means.
We're going to be back. We just keep going on with crazy shit. I hope you enjoy this show. Thank you for downloading. Here's a badass fucking jam.
By Nonpoint.
Oh, yeah. Light up the room!
From the gym, you know the brains of all the mirrors that you live in.
chain reaction.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beacon is looking for a change or a chain reaction, just like our
friends from Nonpoint.
Yes, that was Nonpoint singing Lights, Camera, Action. And that was a song worthy of downloading. If you guys want to support them, support them. That was Nonpoint with Lights, Camera, Action.
Man, I haven't listened to that band in a long time, and I've been doing a disservice to myself, honestly.
Yeah, those guys. Do you know what song I love from them is Endure?
Nice.
That song. Do I have it? No, I don't have it. God, I love that song. Endure is like it, that was when I listened to them back in the day. That was the song that got me started on those guys.
I need to see them live.
Oh, I'm sure it's awesome. I'll have to check out their. They've got to have like some YouTube clips or something, you know. Maybe after the podcast, we'll check it out.
You know what's weird about, like, I don't respect a band until I've seen them live.
Yeah, like, you can't. Because because they could be douchebags live, or they could suck live.
And then it's like, oh, you're just a studio band, or what?
Yeah, exactly. Or they're like, yeah, exactly. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, you sang that wrong. Okay. 10 takes later, they finally get it right. And
yeah, play okay. That shit, motherfucker. Yeah,
yeah, you play it, mother. If you're talented, you should be able to do it every single time. I understand you can make some mistakes, but for the most part, if you're good and you're good at your craft, you'll be able to perform.
Yep.
You know?
And then, I mean, I know you don't like punk rock that much, but that's why I'm a fucking punk rock fan, because every time I've seen Bad Religion, every time I've seen Strung Out, you know, Guttermouth, you know, you name it, Less Than Jake, Pennywise, it's always been fucking rad. Like, they show up. It doesn't matter what they play. They can play at a fucking
but
shitty...
But that style of music is conducive to making errors. Like, they can make errors and it still probably sound okay.
You're such a dick.
It's conducive to making errors. It's not like his vocals have to be on point. You know, like, it's
because I've seen Incubus eat a dick on stage, dude.
A dick?
They fucking horrible.
Oh, I was like, I will not be a fan.
We're
going to
go see them in San Diego in a couple months.
They were horrible. You think he was drugged out or?
Nah, I mean, maybe the sound was bad. Maybe it wasn't their fault, but like, it just didn't sound good. And I was like stoked on seeing them because I loved the Science album.
Yeah.
That's what made me an Incubus fan was the Science album.
The Science album was their mountaintop.
Yeah, I mean, they're artists, and they've tried different things.
And they got more eclectic, and so they gathered a more eclectic group. But in my personal, again, that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, you're entitled to it. It's fine.
But I like something. I think when you get too eclectic, you start getting a little spoiled or something. There's something about having that rough, raw edge that is like, it tells me that you're raw, you're in connection with your anger side. You're still like a emotional human being. You know what I mean? Like, I like that stuff. I get angry at times. I'm not afraid to get angry. There's a lot of dudes that think that they're like ascending in consciousness that go, well, if you're getting angry, you know, it's you're not progressed far enough in the school of life. And I'm like, I don't know, man. The shit that I see done wrong to other people, if that doesn't make you angry, then I don't think I want to be your friend, dude, because it's horrible shit. And if you can somehow detach yourself from that and not pay attention to that those travesties and get angry over that stuff, I don't want that, you know? That
people wouldn't believe this, but I'm pretty much angry most of the time.
You're like, ugh. Now that's, I don't know if that's okay though.
Dude, I'm always fucking pissed off and I don't want to be.
Yeah, that's rough.
But it's just dumb motherfuckers. If you can't drive the speed limit, pull to the fucking right, mother. I'm just trying to get home. Whatever the fuck it is, get to work. Don't drive in the fucking fast lane if you cannot go the fucking speed limit or faster.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming to your house today. I was going 70 miles an hour. I didn't even realize it. Because, you know, traffic was going good. I looked at the speed limit. It was 45. I'm so glad I didn't get pulled over. But I don't want to live in a world where I'm fucking worried about getting pulled over. But the other day, I'm coming home from work. Some dickhead in his fucking Fast and Furious Honda that's lame as shit with his coffee can exhaust pipe is going fucking 50 miles an hour. I'm like, dude, you're trying to be this racer badass. Fucking show me what you got, homie, because I'm up your ass. Get the fuck over if you're not going to go the speed limit, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to flip him off. I was like, fucking, I don't want to be that guy.
Were you in a rush?
No.
Somewhere?
Here's the thing. If I got somewhere to be, I just want to be there. It's not the fucking point of if I'm a rush or not. It's the point that you can go this fast. You have this fucking brakes. You have the suspension to make it happen. Technically, we should our speed limits should be way faster than they are.
Really, man? Because I don't know. I don't know. I feel like right now, when I go to the speed limit, sometimes now, I'm very, like, distractible right now. My brain's going all different directions. I'm thinking about subjects and concepts and all this stuff. And so when I go 60, to tell you the truth, this is just me. When I go 60 miles an hour, I'm like, man, shit's just flying by. Like, is this safe? Like, sometimes.
Wow.
And because I'm...
kind of a puss?
Yeah. No, I'm like processing a lot of other thoughts as well. You know what I mean? It's not just all I'm thinking about is driving, you know? And so I'm like kind of doing... I'm trying to like multitask, I guess. And maybe that's bad when you're driving. Maybe you should just pay attention to driving.
I'm the same. Okay, look. I'm always listening to either a book on tape or a podcast or tunes, whatever. But you're on the road. Just get to where you got to go and ride. If your car isn't capable,
you would look good in a like a blazer. I think you should record the podcast in like a suit blazer.
All right, next time I'll...
that would be pimp ass. You'd be like, ma, see,
it's just like I like. Hey, you're on the road. You're going somewhere, and like even if I'm not in a hurry, I'm going as fast as traffic will let me go. Is there something wrong with me or what? I mean, what the fuck? I mean,
so if they're going super slow, yeah, it's fucked up. If they're going super slow, traffic, yeah, they should pull over. If it's not, if they're kind of
have the fucking decency to go to the right, dickhole. I don't give a fuck if you're going the speed limit.
You could go 20 miles an hour. Just get in the slow lane.
Yes,
there was a slow lane for him to get into.
Yes,
and he wasn't.
Yes.
That's ignorance.
I don't give a fuck if you're going faster than the speed limit. If you're on a freeway and someone's up your ass, get over. Take the fucking German approach.
Well, there are times where if I'm going, say the speed limit is 70 and I'm going 75 and I'm in the fast lane and someone's on my ass, sometimes I'll just be like, fuck you. Like, because I just go,
don't be a dick, dude.
That's not being a dick.
Yes. This is how life works.
Like, I go like this. If you're late, because I think that person's being unsafe. And I go,
that's on them, though.
Yeah, but they're putting other people at danger.
Fuck them.
No.
Dude,
no,
God damn it. Their cars are safe enough to drive that fast. I swear.
Yeah, you say that. I've been on. I know that that's not necessarily true.
It just pisses me off. Just like
it's
the
like
fucking
somewhere fast.
Okay, it's the same thing as a dumb bitch at the fucking grocery store who puts a cart in the fucking middle of the lane. Yeah. Get the fuck over so what else can go around you? I want to buy my fucking beans and whatever.
You just think that it is a courtesy.
Courtesy, exactly.
It'd be a courtesy.
Just be courteous. My grandpa told me courtesy doesn't cost a thing. It doesn't hurt to be fucking nice, man.
Let me think about it. You might be honest.
You don't park your shopping cart in the middle of the fucking lane when you're getting your dog food so people can't go around you, right?
I always put my cart way out of the way so that, you know.
Because you're fucking courteous. It's the same thing with a car, whether you're going the speed limit or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Let me think about it. That's an interesting point you bring up. Let me think. You've sparked a curiosity in my mind. Let me think about it.
We've all got somewhere to be. Whether you're in a hurry or not.
See, you've challenged me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's like learning, okay? Don't always be dogmatic in your viewpoints. Always be willing to learn. Always be willing to grow. So, I may be learning something right now. I may have been wrong.
Just, if someone's up your ass, go to the right.
Maybe. I'm not saying for sure, but maybe. I'm thinking about it.
I mean, obviously you can't
take
tell.
Take over the reins, buddy. Matt's got to take a piss.
Matt's going to take a piss. Here's the thing. I'm just going to put this out there for my California listeners because that's where I live. And I don't know if you live in a town where the freeways are constantly congested, but that's what I deal with on a day-to-day basis. And I got these fucking idiots who will not move over. And call me a dick, whatever you want to say. But if I'm in a hurry or not, if you're in the fucking very left lane and you're going 50 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour fucking speed limit or 65, does it fucking matter? If I want to go 100 miles an hour and get my own ticket, that's up to me, all right? I'm willing to get that fucking ticket. But if I want to go 100 miles an hour on the fucking freeway in California, which is pretty hard to do, by the way, because you're going to be stuck in fucking second gear the whole time. It took me fucking 3 hours to get from Burbank to Anaheim 2 weeks ago. I was going to go to Angel Game with my uncle. Picked him up at the airport. Thought, no big deal, we're going to get some fucking food. It took 3 fucking hours. Why is this? It was Easter weekend, I'll give you that. But dumb shits don't drive right. Just get on the fucking left lane and haul ass. Jesus. And same thing with the grocery store. You stupid cunts with your fucking grocery, your carts in the fucking middle of the fucking lane, blocking everybody. Like, your shit's the only thing that matters? What the fuck is that, dude? What the fuck is that? You don't see anybody behind you? I literally have to go to the other fucking lane and go around people sometimes. What is wrong with our society, Matt?
I go around people all the time.
It's worth it to go around them to say, excuse me, because they're so into their fucking shopping. Yeah. And then you get behind them, and they use fucking coupons. These fucking coupon people and their checks. God damn it. There should be a coupon lane. Why isn't there a coupon lane? If you want to use coupons, that's up to you. I totally am cool with saving money.
Or at least make the process in doing it, like, easy. Like, they make it so difficult. Like, oh, I got to find this thing. Make it super easy. Just hand a stack. It goes through, like, a printer. It just scans them.
Here's my thing. It. My mom is one of these fucking people, dude. She's the coupon user. And to top it off, to piss you off a little bit more, she writes checks. At the fucking...
That's the worst.
These fuck... It's always chicks. It's never a dude.
The chicks are the worst. I love that one. The Beacon Podcast.
Beacon Podcast, yeah. And am I a dick for being bothered by this? All I want to do is get my shit and move on.
Well, I'll tell you this. You're not... I don't think you're necessarily a dick.
I'm just trying to make shit easier.
If it ever caused you to be a dick to another person... Yeah, I think at that point it's starting to own you. You know what I mean? Like,
I need to learn how to relax, dude.
Yeah, just take a couple breaths.
I can't. I'm always stressed out. I have way more gray hairs. What the fuck? But here's the thing. I always get behind the fucking whoever.
Because ultimately, that shit doesn't matter.
It doesn't. But
in the grand scheme of life, it doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. All I want to do is get home and barbecue, okay? So I got all my fucking barbecue shit in my cart. Or whatever it is.
Okay, but Nick, you're worried about people being narcissistic.
You're damn right.
All you care about is what you got to go do. Think about that.
So I'm being narcissistic.
I mean, think about it. Damn it. Maybe when
I'm a narcissistic douche.
No, you're not a douche. You're one of the nicest guys I know. But you're asking my opinion.
Don't block the fucking aisle.
I do this
aisle.
Too. But when I go out now in public now, the public is so fucking lost now. I go out now and I go, all right, the only way I'm going to get through this experience is if I choose to love people. If I go in public now, I have to choose to love people. So I go out and I go, all right. And I see people doing dumb narcissistic things and I go, oh, hey, and I give. Can I help you? Can I do this?
Hey, if you have less things than me in the grocery line, I'm letting you go ahead of me. Okay? I'm that guy. Even though I'm in a hurry, it doesn't matter.
Well, just... Because that's what the world's doing right now. And they're going insane. Socialism is insanity. They're going insane. Don't let what they do drive you into insanity. Because it will. Because what's going to happen?
I get pissed off all the time.
But what's going to happen?
Have you ever shopped at Costco?
It's going to turn you into one of them.
Flip a lid at Costco.
I know, but don't.
I was called an elitist at Costco. I told you that one time. They called me an elitist for trying to help.
You told me that.
What
that was funny. That was funny. Because you're not an elitist at all. You're like a super humble dude.
I'm trying to help the people with their fucking carts move their fucking line. And Guy Fieri's gay brother tells me I'm a fucking elitist for fucking trying to help the line move along?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus, age.
Yeah. But I will say this. If it's getting you like super angry, it's starting to own you, and that's so.
You're right.
That is socialism. It is socialism, man. But what I would suggest is you got to find a way to separate yourself from it, and a good way is the podcast, because then you get to go, all right, I understand that is part of the design of this thing, this socialism thing, and if I'm not even part of it mentally, then you. What sucks though is it separates you from other people, you know, because you end up thinking of yourself as belonging to a different class than them, and it is. I belong to a class of freedom thinkers.
Man.
And if I want to be free, I have to let other people be free.
Luckily, there's this thing called booze, and it helps me a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and now you're talking why, when the Soviet Union really started taking hold, the most prolific industry that there was the vodka industry. Because when socialism grabs hold of a country, the people drink. Because
well,
they understand.
They're fucking depressed, dude.
And they have to cope. They have to cope. But I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about here, and we do that, you know. But at least we're trying to help, you know. But it's the same thing, man. The same shit that happened to the Soviet Union back in the day is happening here. It's the same shit. It's tough for guys like you and me I will never be okay with that. I will constantly fight that, because I know freedom is the only way to be. And I will not succumb. I'd rather die. To tell you the truth, I'd rather die than live in a socialist state. I will not live in a socialist state. I'm going to do this. I'm going to share the truth until I'm eliminated or something, or we're free. You know?
Damn right.
So, that's what it is.
I just wish I didn't get so pissed off about stupid things like this.
It's okay, man. It's just your. I think a lot of your energy is getting directed towards them, because that's really, it's the common man that is allowing socialism to happen, and you're getting mad at them for it. You're getting mad at them for not waking up. Like, hey, wake the fuck up, dude. Snap out of it. But they're not. And it's, I get pissed off at them too, but I go, how do you, I'm honestly not better. So I'm not trying to sound better, because honestly, the whole time I'm at the grocery store, I'm pissed off at people. I'm like, seriously? Could you grab your fucking greasy little kid, please? Thank you. You know, like, I'm very like that. I just understand that if I can't, I have to at least resist that a little bit or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's just little things you could do to help humanity. And people do not pay attention at all.
Yeah, no, they don't. Yeah, you're right. The narcissism is at an all-time high. But I know you don't believe in the Bible, but the Revelation says this. It says, the love of many will grow cold. Man will be lovers of himself, which is...
So it's just human nature.
It's a very... If you read it as a very like wise book... It's describing human nature. Man will become lovers of himself. Now, if you belong to social media, what happens? Every single person on
selfies.
There is taking pictures of themselves. And that really is it. When I go out in public, everybody's just concerned about themselves.
Yeah. What are we doing to ourselves?
There's a flaw in human nature. And that we're going to get into that in the Beacon podcast, but it's part of the mystery schools. It's when we start getting really deep into the stuff. We can't even get there until we make the people, till we let the people learn, teach the people that the system is corrupt. And we have to thoroughly teach it. So that's why we got to go through this slow, drawn-out process. But every episode they listen or stay tuned, they're going to get more and more enlightened on this stuff. But this shit goes deep. When I say it goes deep, it goes deep. It goes into the character of who human beings are, our character. There is a if you tell us that we are awesome, we will buy it hook, line, and sinker. And so the what a lot of what you hear now with movies and music and all this stuff is you hear you're awesome, you're a firework, you're a firefly, you're a butterfly, you're a phoenix, rise, you know.
So
you're
you listen to a lot of Katy Perry then.
Amazing. I know, Katy Perry is one of the main avenues for this. You see what
you
she
sound
does.
Like a big fan to me.
I'll tell you this. I
want to see those boobies. I want to see those boobies.
I study what she does. There's a music video that she has, as a matter of fact, where she actually, it's all Egyptian symbolism.
Yeah.
And it's going into, it's called Dark Horse. And it's all about humans' five senses and what they crave. And she's going into being on the throne. She's a queen of, like, Egypt, it's supposed to symbolize. And she's, they bring her Twinkies, and she's like, ah, oh, she goes crazy. They bring her, like, a male. Ah, oh, she's crazy. They bring her riches.
A male? Like, she gets fucked, like, harder.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all the senses. All the senses, she's tantalizing
indulging.
All the senses. Yeah. And that is really the when we start getting into some of the mystery school stuff, that's when you start getting into some of the what makes mankind tick. What makes your average mankind tick is tantalizing his senses. He's a very selfish being. Each man. You know
I would
what I mean?
Not mind throwing Katy Perry a Twinkie, if you know what I mean.
It's just a thing. So we get into something.
With extra cream.
A Twinkie is a weird fucking thing, isn't it?
I think my dick is almost the size of a Twinkie.
But why would you ever invent a sweet thing that looked like a penis that is filled with cream?
I never thought of it that way, Matt.
That's a weird dessert.
Well, it's like a churro with cream in it.
I bet Hugh Hefner made that thing up.
For a while, it went away for a while. People were pissed off about it. Honey Boo Boo was not happy.
I bet. She's all unhealthy. Like,
I never thought of it as a dick, dude.
Until now. Think Damn. About that. It's a dick-shaped thing, and it's filled with cream.
And people love it.
And people are like, fat dudes watching
Do you
football.
Not love a Twinkie? When was the last time you had a Twinkie?
God, it had to be when I was like four.
So you had
five.
A dick-shaped thing in your mouth.
No, what that means is it was a long time ago. You're looking at the negative aspect. I'm kidding. Yeah, but man, that's gross. Never have another Twinkie again, I guarantee.
Yeah, Twinkies and dicks.
It's a dick. And that's a fucking dick. I'm not having it. I will not eat a fucking Twinkie now.
What about the ones that are wrapped in coconuts? What are those? There's like a coconut Twinkie thing. Zinger?
A white dick.
Zinger?
It's a white dick. Are there also?
It's called the evil dick.
Are there also Twinkies wrapped in like chocolate sprinkles?
Yeah, it's chocolate with the coconut or something like that. It's zingers.
That's you a black zinger? Dick. That's a black dick.
See, are they bigger than the right?
It's all, and it puts a little thing on there. It's like now 25% bigger. I don't know.
Okay. Serving size 2.
I don't know. I think we're done.
Yes, sir.
Are we done?
We're done talking about dicks and Twinkies, guys.
Now we're getting silly. Now me and Nick are going to just start talking funny shit off the air.
It's thank you for listening. Thank
business.
You for downloading.
But thank you, guys. This was just us bullshitting. But, you know, every time me and Nick get together, we get to discuss what's going on in the world. We get to talk about some of the important issues, and we get to the bottom of a lot of dirt. I get to dig out what's going on in Nick. He gets to dig out what's going on in me. It's interesting because when you watch the news or you having to survive through a lot of this shit that is America right now, you go through a lot of emotional shit. And it's good to get some of this stuff out, especially if you've done some of your homework and you actually can see what's going on.
Yeah, Matt cries when he watches the news. He gets emotional.
I do. So, anyways.
What is the gem for the end of the show? What is the jam, dude? Let us know. Here's the thing. We want to promote badass tunes. That's the thing, you know? So, Nonpoint was a band that we played that I haven't listened to since the 90s. Who's this? Oh, that was a little bit of a strung out.
Yeah.
who I fucking love. Oh my god, I love Strung Out. That's one of my favorite bands. I'm thinking about getting a Strung Out tattoo. I don't know, by the way. But I'm 33. I think I'm done with getting tattoos. Like, I'm old enough to not get tattoos anymore.
Really? You can keep going if you want.
Man, they're pretty. Tattoos are pretty stupid, by the way. They don't mean shit. Big deal. I have art on my body. But chicks dig them. That's the only reason I started getting tattoos.
It's weird what you will do for female attention, you know?
But guys, and it works. You guys, if you're not getting pussy, get some tattoos. You will get some fucking pussy. It might be some fives. But like my dad used to say, if you can't get yourself a 10, son, get yourself 2 fives.
All right. Now Nick and Matt have had our fill of beer. Now it's time to just mosey off into the sunset.
Do you want
to
promote the beer of the show?
Oh, go for it.
We've had delicious IPAs.
Also, do the promotion, our promotion for every show.
Yes, sir. If you like an IPA and are in the Western Coast area, I would recommend Schwami's IPA by Pizza Port Brewing. By the way, we do not get any payment from these guys at all. It's just so fucking delicious. But also, we do Ballast Point, Sculpin. Is a delicious,
which is a beer. Usual staple.
Yeah, normally you do the Sculpins,
and then this week we actually went with one of our originals.
That is the
Tap It. We went with Tap It, the original IPA Tap It, and
I think they're from Oregon.
All of those were great choices. Great choices.
They are from San Luis Obispo, California.
This is how good of a choice it was. By the end of the 2-hour podcast, me and Nick are ready to party.
Well, I was pretty drunk when I started this show. Can I please talk about your badass coffee that you do?
Yes.
So, Matt does
this show. If you call it by the right name.
Calls it a kick in the pants.
Swift kick in the pants.
And if you have a Ninja Blender, do yourself a favor. Matt, can you please tell us how you
do... No, you don't need a Ninja Blender. You just need something that will mix it up. Like a blender or anything. You could have a...
Because I need to get this fucking blender for the... I need these cups that you have.
You don't need these. You could do it in any... There's multiple different
blenders.
How else
would I get my fucking coffee to go to work in the morning? I want to do this. This is what I want.
But there are other blenders that have personal cups that you could take with them.
Okay. So you do a...
Well, I brew up some good coffee. Strong coffee. I grind my beans. I do strong coffee. And then I throw a tablespoon, maybe a tablespoon and a half of grass-fed unsalted butter. And then I also throw in a tablespoon to a tablespoon and a half of organic non-GMO coconut oil. I also sometimes throw in maybe a teaspoon to a tablespoon of MCT oil.
And then you do the spices.
And then for the Swift kick in the pants, I like to throw in a dash of cinnamon and a dash of cayenne pepper. Blend that shit up. Have it in the morning.
I recommend the Swift kick in the pants.
And the shit, it will just kick you awake. It's just boom. It kicks you in the head. Because the caffeine and the spice, it feels like a kick to the head.
He's whipping his hair back and forth like he's...
getting kicked in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has no hair.
But did you like that with the kick?
I absolutely recommend the cinnamon with the chipotle powder or whatever the fuck powder you put.
Cayenne pepper.
Oh man, that was the bomb.
Yeah, it makes it a little spicy. It acts as a kick to the head.
And
boom.
He's headbanging like Nirvana.
So it's a swift kick to the nuts or swift kick to the dome or whatever you want to call it. So that is our shit, and I'd be embarrassed. If I kept talking longer, I'm just going to say
same
some stupid
thing.
Shit.
Facebook, Twitter.
All right. I think our outro, if it's okay with you guys, I'm just going to do another Cooper. Because he's my personal research hero. And you know what? This is, we got freedom of speech.
Thank you.
And I get to say exactly whatever the fuck I want to say. And, if you guys want to stay tuned and listen to it, it's great. He is talking about, he's vetting himself. This is his career. If you guys want to validate any of what he says, you can look it up. It's all true.
He's vetted, and he's a
good
guy. Please
hit us up. Anything you have to say, we totally enjoy constructive criticism. So hit us up.
Please. And if you guys would like to contact us, you can email us at thebeaconpodcast@blogspot.com or feeds.feedburner.com/thebeaconpodcast, or you can email thebeaconpodcast@gmail.com. You can also get us on Twitter at Beacon Podcast, or you can find us on Facebook at The Beacon Podcast.
Yeah.
Always, when you look for us, look for the Earth and the Moon with the circle and the square. Love you guys. Keep it right. And remember, the pinnacle of human achievement was not the pyramid. It was not the White House. It was not any human structure. The pinnacle of human achievement was granting freedom to humankind. Let's not let this pinnacle collapse, ladies and
I love that.
Gentlemen.
I love
peace
that.
Out.
Badass.
I am an American patriot. I have served my country for most of my life. I served honorably in the United States Air Force and the United States Navy. I was a patrol boat captain in the harbor of Da Nang and on the Quaviet River attached to the Office of Naval Security and Intelligence headquartered at Camp Carter in the Vietnam War. I was presented the Navy Achievement Medal with a V for Valor and the Navy Commendation Medal with a V for Valor for service in the war. Not one man under my command was ever wounded or killed while he remained under my command, and I engaged the enemy more than any other boat on the river or in the harbor. I had plans to make the military my career. Needless to say, I could no longer pursue that course. What I thought I had been serving was not at all what I was really serving. I left the Navy with an honorable discharge on December the 11th, 1975. I have spent the last 24 years of my life researching and exposing the treason within our government. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, it is treason. I wrote a book entitled Behold a Pale Horse, published an exposure of the Oklahoma City bombing entitled Oklahoma City Day One by Michelle Marie Moore. Publish a national newspaper entitled Veritas, and I host a worldwide broadcast which began on May 4th, 1992, entitled The Hour of the Time. I reminded the American people who had forgotten what all of these things were. I told them the truth about the philosophies of the New World Order. I exposed them. I drug out the secrets from the dark corners and under the rocks and out of the stinking putrid holes, and I expose them to the light of the day. We are not the only people who have been targeted for destruction by President Clinton and his administration. What Clinton has done to us is clearly, without any doubt whatsoever, abuse of the powers of the president. Me, my wife, and our children live from day to day terrorized, constantly under the threat of murder or imprisonment, which we know will result in murder, by the treasonous powers that have infiltrated our government to destroy it from within. I am absolutely 100% completely loyal to the constitutional republic that was established by the founders under the rule of law. The Constitution for the United States of America is still my supreme law of the land. To the rest of the nation, it has been subverted. It still rules on this mountaintop in the Round Valley of Arizona. Indeed, I have devoted my entire life to the restoration of constitutional republican government, to the liberty and freedom of all people, of all races, of all religions, of all places of ancestral origin. And I am ready and willing to die in defense of that cause at any time. that God deems it necessary for me to do so.